Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Fantasize Me, the podcast where I take characters real or imagined, and I fantasize them as D&D characters. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and today we are going to be turning Cher into a D&D character. How fun is that? Probably a lot. So I read through a lot of information about Cher, and there is a lot. She is a very prominent figure. So I'm like, how do I boil all of this down into a rich, delicious glaze for all of you to digest? So I figured I would just do kind of bullet points, I guess. There's a lot. But anyway, Cher, just Cher. She was born Sherilyn Sarkeesian. I'm probably not saying that right. On May 20th, 1946, she is an American singer, actress, and television personality. She is often referred to by the media as the goddess of pop. How cool is that? Imagine, like, you're at a party, someone approaches like, oh, hey, I'm Kevin. Sir, I am the goddess of pop, okay? Back up, Kevin. Anyway, she's often described as embodying female autonomy in a male-dominated industry, hell yes, and is known for her very distinctive singing voice that is very low for a woman. It's, what is that called? I know alto is, I think it's contralto, which is like the lowest, the name for the like lowest vocal range for women. Pretty sure. Anyway, she gained popularity in 1965 as one half of the folk rock husband-wife duo Sonny and Cher after their song I Got You Babe peaked at number one on the US and UK charts. And you know that song, it's like, I got you, babe. She became a television personality in the 1970s. She had two shows on CBS. The first was the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, and that ran for 3 years, and then just a show called Cher. She was kind of like a fashion trendsetter because she would wear these elaborate outfits on her television shows, and sometimes very revealing, because there was a standard that women would not show their navel. They would not show their stomachs. And Cher was like, haha, okay, F that. And she would show her navel. I guess she's misnamed as like the first woman to do that. She's one of the first, but I think the first one, or first ones came from Star Trek. Anyway, she divorced Sonny Bono in 1975. She released a disco album a few years after that called Take Me Home. And then she had a concert residency in Las Vegas for like 3 years. And I say that really like excitedly because she made $300,000 a week. A week. If I had $300,000, I wouldn't even know what to do. That's so much money. I would probably panic and burn it all in a fire, as I usually do when I panic. In 1982, she made her Broadway debut in the play Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. She starred in its film adaptation. She was in films like Silkwood, The Witches of Eastwick, Moonstruck, right? Moonstruck, it won her an Academy Award for Best Actress. Oh, man. She then began recording more like rock-inspired albums or more rock-adjacent albums. Like, If I Could Turn Back Time. You know that one? If I could turn back time. That one. Anyway, in 1998, Cher reached a new commercial peak with the dance pop album Believe, whose title track topped the Billboard year-end Hot 100 singles of 1999 and became the biggest-selling single of all time by a female artist in the UK. And I know you know that song. It's that one, do you believe in life after love? I feel something inside me say, I really don't think I'm strong enough, no. Do you believe in life after love? Anyway, 2002 to 2005, she had a farewell tour, which was one of the highest grossing concerts of all time. In 2008, she signed a deal to headline the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas for 3 years. In 2010, she was in the film Burlesque. 2018, she was in the newest Mamma Mia. I wasn't aware that there was a sequel, but she released the Dancing Queen album, which was an album of ABBA covers, which is very good because ABBA is great. She is one of the world's best-selling musical artists. She has a Grammy Award, an Emmy Award, an Academy Award, 3 Golden Globe Awards, the Billboard Icon Award, and awards from the Kennedy Center Honors and the Council of Fashion Designers of America. She is the only artist to date to have a number one single on the Billboard chart in 6 consecutive decades from the 1960s to the 2010s. Really big in music, really big in acting, but she's also noted for her political views. She participates a lot in social activism, and some of her philanthropic endeavors include LGBT rights and HIV/AIDS prevention. Like, Cher is revered as a gay icon. She's very often imitated by drag queens, and Cher was actually one of the first to bring drag to the masses. She hired 2 drag queens to perform with her at her Las Vegas residency in 1979. She portrayed a lesbian in the film Silkwood. Cher's oldest child, Chaz Bono, first came out as a lesbian at age 17. And Cher just became a very big advocate for the LGBT community. She was the keynote speaker of the 1997 National Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays Convention. In 1998, she received the GLAAD Vanguard Award for having made a significant difference in promoting equal rights for lesbians and gay men. And on June 11th, 2009, her oldest child, Chaz, came out as a transgender man. So her son is trans. She's a gay icon. Of course, it's Cher. I mean, you already know this, but it's just so inspiring to read about just the impact she's had on the entire world. Like, the impact she's had on music and fashion has been so incredible to read about, and she has so much philanthropy. Like, yeah, there's the LGBT community, but she also has a lot of philanthropy to do with children and with veterans and the environment and elder rights and COVID-19. And even now, during the Russian-Ukrainian war, she's calling for help to aid Ukrainians. And on March 18th, she announced that she's just going to shelter Ukrainian refugees in her home. She's just so outspoken and iconic, and I can't wait to turn her into the powerful Dungeons and Dragons witch that we all know she is. Yes, witch bitch, I love it. Okay, ooh, I'm excited now reading all about Cher, getting inspired. Okay, let's start with background, as I am wont to do. So, background. Who was Cher? Well, she came from very humble beginnings. She said that she never really had much money, and there were times when she had to hold her shoes together with rubber bands. But she always knew that she wanted to be famous. She didn't know how she was going to be famous. She didn't know if she would be a singer or dancer. She just knew that she was going to be famous, and she carried herself as such when she was a child. And I love that about her, that confidence, that forward thinking. Yes, Cher, yes. Okay, so background. So I'm thinking, because she was always very performative in her actions, in her clothing, in just the way she carried herself, I'm thinking the entertainer background makes a lot of sense. So, yes, I'm gonna go with that. So, skill proficiencies in acrobatics and performance, perfect. Tool proficiencies in the disguise kit and one type of musical instrument. If I were Cher, what instrument would I play? A theremin? Probably a theremin. Okay, so Cher is proficient in theremin as well. Nailed it. Next, we are going to pick a race. So I was thinking maybe like elf, because, you know, Cher is, what, 75? And she just looks very youthful and she's still going strong. So whenever I think of longevity, I just think of elves. But then I was thinking maybe like warforged, because they don't actually age. But then I was thinking, and I say then I was thinking, but this is all stream of consciousness. You're experiencing this happening in real time. So then, aka now, I am thinking that I don't know if I want to, like, factor in her age or the idea that she likes to maintain a youthful appearance. I don't think that matters. So I am going to go with tiefling. I don't know why, but it feels right. Right? Doesn't it? It doesn't matter. I'm doing it. So tiefling, they are kind of like these little devils. They're kind of like descended from devils. They're usually like very hot, in my opinion. Sometimes they have horns, sometimes they have tails, but there are these little devil people, and I'm very into that for her. So tieflings, that's their base race, and then you can pick a sub-race, because there are all of these, you know, tieflings with different abilities depending on what devil you're descended from. So as a tiefling, I think I am going to go with the Glacia sub-race. As a Glacia tiefling, she's going to have +1 to dexterity and +2 to charisma. She has dark vision. Hellish resistance gives her resistance to fire damage. She can speak, read, and write common and infernal. So the abilities she gets as a Glacia tiefling is called Legacy of Malbolge. So she's going to know the minor illusion cantrip. When she reaches third level, she's going to be able to cast Disguise Self once with this trait and regain the ability to do so when she finishes a long rest. And when she reaches fifth level, she can cast the Invisibility spell once with this trait. And again, she can do that every long rest. I just thought that was fitting because those all seem very performative. Being able to just create small illusions, being able to change your appearance, being able to just go invisible. People might think like, oh, that's not performative. That's the opposite. You are leaving. But how performative is it for Cher to, like, finish a performance, be waving at the crowd, and then just disappear? How cool is that? She could just disappear and then run to the back of the auditorium or stadium and reappear and be like, now I'm over here. And everyone would be like, Cher, oh my god, you're so cool. Which is totally what would happen. So, okay, perfect. Background, entertainer, race, a Glacia tiefling. Now we can roll for her stats. So we're going to take a d6, a six-sided die, roll it 4 times, drop the lowest number, and add up the remaining 3 to get one of her 6 ability scores. So we're going to do that 6 times. Okay, I rolled for Cher, and she did very poorly. I feel like it's been the last few episodes. Everyone's been rolling terribly. I don't know if I, like, need to use a different die, because I know, logically, it's not actually the die's fault that suddenly I'm rolling very poorly. You know, I've been using the same die for every episode, so anyway, she got a 13, 10, 9, 9, 10, and 14. So her highest is 14. That's not good. The average person has a 10. So if you have a 10 in something, you're about average, and the maximum is 20. Like, you are just the greatest person at this. Her highest is 14. She's, like, slightly above average. All right, well, let's put that 14 where we think it should be. And I'm thinking charisma, obviously. She gets a +2 from being a Glacia tiefling, so that is a 16, which bumps it up to a +3 modifier. So that's good. Starting with a 16, I think that's okay to have. Next is 13. I'm going to put that in dexterity, which also gets a +1 from being a Glacia tiefling. So that becomes 14, which is a +2 modifier. Then we have 2 tens and 2 nines. I'm going to put a 10 into intelligence just because a 9 would give us a negative modifier. And constitution helps to determine your hit points, and you never want a negative there. Even just having a 10, which is a +0 modifier in constitution, is rough for me to look at, but I'll manage. And then we have one more 10. I guess it doesn't matter. Let's put the 10 into wisdom, which is also a +0 modifier. And then the 2 remaining 9s are automatically slotted into intelligence and strength. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think Cher is weak or not intelligent. Like, she could kick my ass for sure. That's just, she just did not roll well. Oh well. Okay, boom. We have her background, entertainer, we have her race, Glacia tiefling, we have her stats. Her starting stats are 9 strength, 14 dexterity, 10 constitution, 9 intelligence, 10 wisdom and 16 charisma. So, yeah, that's rough. It's okay. We'll improve them as we go. No worries there. Let's pick our class. So I think I am going to start in Bard, which is... I just love Bard. I do. They're so good. So as a Bard, she's going to have proficiencies in light armor, in simple weapons, hand crossbows, long swords, rapiers, and short swords, as well as proficiencies in 3 musical instruments of her choice. Okay, 3 musical instruments of her choice. Well, she's already proficient in the theremin, so what else? Let's see, how about theremin, harmonica, recorder, and the upright bass? That all looks right. Theremin, harmonica, recorder, upright bass. Yeah, perfect. When I see that collection of 4 instruments, I immediately think Cher. Oh, you know what I should do? Oh, why did I have this thought now? I should have picked 4 instruments that correspond with her name, with her initials. It could have been like a clarinet and harmonica and, what's an E instrument? Electric guitar and recorder. Okay, I am changing it. I'm changing it because I love how stupid I am. Okay, so she's now proficient in, what did I say, clarinet, harmonica, electric guitar, and recorder. Boom, she's proficient in Cher, if you will. This is so dumb, I love it. Oh, man. Anyway, she's also proficient in dexterity and charisma saving throws, which is good, because dexterity, I found, is the most common kind of saving throw, so it's nice to have proficiency in that. And she's already got okay charisma, so that's just going to improve those saving throws a little bit there. As for skill proficiencies, she can just pick any 3 that she wants. Okay, so any 3 skill proficiencies, she's already proficient in acrobatics and performance for being an entertainer, and I think both of those are extremely necessary. I would not get rid of either of them, especially not acrobatics. So let's do persuasion, because she is iconic. She is outspoken. She has a lot of people who love her, who follow her, and you need some kind of persuasion. You need some gravitas for that. Next, how about Arcana, because I'm pretty sure she's a witch, but in a good way, not the burning kind. Okay. Oh, I don't know why I'm in such an odd mood, but you all get to benefit from it, so you're welcome for that. Okay, so that is Persuasion and Arcana. Let's do... This is tough. None of them seem to be too fitting. I mean, Arcana was a stretch just because I like to imagine people as secretly being magic. Like, I'm pretty sure my Nana is a druid, and no one can convince me otherwise because she is, okay? You drive by her neighborhood, her house, like, the grounds are always so verdant, and everyone else's, it's like they're dying and sad and wilting, and she just has, like, a beautiful fig tree in a climate that is not fitting for a fig tree. She just has, like, this beautiful thing. Whatever, she's a druid. Anyway, back to Cher, who is not my Nana. Let's do... +2 to medicine. Okay, yes, because proficiency bonus at first level is +2. So proficiency in medicine as well, because she does a lot of philanthropic work in regards to medicine. You know, like trying to eliminate malaria in partnership with Malaria No More and other organizations. So, boom, perfectly reasoned. Okay. Now, Bard. Okay, as a first level Bard, she's going to gain Bardic Inspiration. So she has a number of Bardic Inspiration die equal to her Charisma modifier. She has a +3 to Charisma, so she has 3 uses of Bardic Inspiration. The Bardic Inspiration die is a D6. And as a bonus action on her turn, she can choose one creature other than herself within 60 feet of her who can hear her to gain one of those Bardic Inspiration die. Someone with a Bardic Inspiration die can roll the die and add the number rolled to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw it makes. They can wait until after they roll the D20 before using the Bardic Inspiration, but they have to decide before the DM says whether the roll succeeds or fails. And once you use Bardic Inspiration die, it's lost. A creature can also only have one at a time, and you regain all uses of Bardic Inspiration when you finish a long rest. Just like as a bonus action, bam, she can just say, I got you, babe, and give someone a Bardic Inspiration. Beautiful. She also has spell casting, because bards are full casters, so she's going to know two cantrips of her choice from the bard spell list, and a bard spell casting ability is Charisma. Fortunately for us, that is her highest stat. So the spell save DC for her, or what a target has to roll to equal or beat to resist the effects of Cher's magic, is 8, plus her proficiency bonus, plus her charisma modifier. So her spell save DC at the moment is 13, which isn't terrible. 13 at first level is not too bad. Spell attack modifier is just proficiency bonus plus charisma modifier, so that's just a plus 5. Still, it's not that bad for first level. Second level bard, she gets the Jack of All Trades ability. I love it. I love this ability. It's just such an incredible ability. She can just add half of her proficiency bonus, rounded down, to any ability check that doesn't already include her proficiency bonus. So proficiency bonus at the moment is plus 2, so everything she's not proficient in just automatically gets a plus 1. She has minus 1 to both intelligence and strength, but all of her strength and intelligence skills are going to be at least plus 0 now, which is so cool. Also at second level, she gains the Song of Rest. So during a short rest, she can start a performance. And if any friendly creatures who can hear this performance spend any hit dice to regain hit points, they can also regain an additional 1d6 hit points. So that's awesome. Just take a short rest and heal an additional d6. Don't worry, baby. Cher's got you. Oh my god, her whole build is just going to be her singing I Got You, Babe over and over. I'm very into it. Nothing wrong with that. Let's go to third level where she is going to get expertise. Oh, expertise. I love you so. So she can choose two of her skill proficiencies and just double the proficiency bonus. She's not just proficient. She is double proficient. So we gotta choose performance because she is a performer. She had a plus 5 to performance, but now that she has expertise, she has a plus 7. And let's do persuasion, which will also be a plus 7, I guess. Yeah, I think persuasion is most... I mean, we have to have performance, but I think persuasion is next, because acrobatics doesn't fit too much. Medicine, I really shoehorned in there, and arcana is just... it's just fun for me. It tickles me. So next, she's also going to gain a Bard College, which is the Bard subclass. So what subclass do we think is good enough for Cher? You know? I am thinking the... man, College of Glamour sounds fairly fitting. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go College of Glamour, because she's famous for her just, like, very wild, over-the-top fashion, just glamorous and gorgeous. So I think the College of Glamour is the perfect choice for that. So she gets two abilities from this at third level. First is Mantle of Inspiration. So as a bonus action, she can expend one use of her Bardic Inspiration to grant herself a wondrous appearance. And when she does so, she can choose a number of creatures she can see and that can see her within 60 feet of her, up to a number equal to her charisma modifier, which again is 3. And each of them is going to gain 5 temporary hit points. When a creature gains these temporary hit points, it can immediately use its reaction to move up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks. And the number of hit points is going to increase when she reaches certain levels in this class. So it'll increase to 8 hit points at 5th level, 11 temp HP at 10th level, and 14 temporary hit points at 15th level. I am realizing I said the hit points differently every time, but you get it, they're just temporary hit points. Anyway... so that's really cool. Just as a bonus action, she can strengthen all of her friends, she can shore up their hit points, and they can even use their reactions to move without provoking opportunity attacks, potentially getting away from harm, getting into more advantageous positions. It's such a useful ability. She also gets the ability Enthralling Performance. So all she has to do is perform for at least 1 minute, and at the end of the performance, she can choose a number of humanoids within 60 feet of her who watched and listened to all of it, again up to a number equal to her charisma modifier, and again, that is 3. And each target has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed. And while Cher has them charmed, the target will idolize her. They will speak glowingly of her to anyone who talks to it, and it hinders anyone who opposes her, although they're going to avoid violence unless they were already inclined to fight on Cher's behalf. This effect ends on a target after 1 hour, if the target takes any damage, if Cher attacks it, or if it witnesses Cher attacking or damaging any of its allies. If the target happens to succeed on the saving throw, they have no hint that you try to charm them, and Cher can use this ability once per short or long rest. There are a few things that I really love about that. One, it's an easy way to charm multiple creatures at the same time, and two, they have no idea that you tried to charm them even if your charm fails. For a lot of the spells like Charm Person or Fast Friends that focus on charming a target, they realize what you tried to do and can sometimes act very hostile towards you afterwards. Cher is just so cool and level-headed, and just, she already is an idol, so no one even notices that she tried to work this magic on them. They were just so enthralled by her performance without actually becoming a thrall, but you get it. I think we're gonna go 4th level in Bard. No, we're gonna multiclass. I was thinking of going 4th level in Bard because she'll get an ability score improvement at 4th level, so we can increase that charisma. But I think we're going to multiclass. We can always hop back over. So she is now going to become a 1st level sorcerer. So 3rd level Bard, 1st level Sorcerer. Sorcerers are also spellcasters. They're also full casters, so you don't have to worry about the spell slots you might have if you were a full caster and a half caster, or a full caster and a quarter caster. You can just follow the same table. But she's going to know 4 cantrips of her choice from the Sorcerer spell list, and there are a lot of useful ones for sorcerers like Firebolt, Message, Mending. She already knows Minor Illusion for being a tiefling, but yeah, there's a bunch of options. One of the reasons we multiclassed into Sorcerer is because they also use Charisma for their spellcasting ability. So that way, all we have to do is focus on getting Charisma high, and that's going to help both her Bard spells and her Sorcerer spells as well. So now for her Sorcerer and Bard spells, her spell save DC is going to be 13, and her spell attack modifier is going to be +5. As a 1st level Sorcerer, she gains Sorceress Origin. Whereas bards had to get to 3rd level to pick their subclass, sorcerers start with their subclass. So now, what do we think is going to be fitting for Cher? I think we are going to go with Divine Soul. Because, first of all, it's a pretty cool subclass, and also, I like the idea of her being a tiefling, you know, like descended from devils, but also having like this divine magic. Like, ooh, what happened there? Intrigue. Yeah. Okay, so at 1st level, she can now learn cleric spells. She can just learn cleric spells. So when a spell casting feature lets her learn a sorcery cantrip or sorcerer spell of 1st level or higher, she can choose the new spell from the cleric spell list or the sorcerer spell list. In addition, she's going to choose an affinity for the source of her divine power. Good, evil, law, chaos, or neutrality. So I think we are going to go with good. I don't know about you, but I see Cher as being generally good. So with a good affinity, she's just going to learn Cure Wounds, and that is not going to count towards the amount of spells that she knows. So boom, she can learn cleric spells, and she automatically gets Cure Wounds. So there are some really great cleric spells that would be killer for sorcerers to be able to learn. Like Cure Wounds, because sorcerers don't have access to healing spells. So she can get Cure Wounds, she can get Bless, she can get Guidance, she can get Spiritual Weapon, Shield of Faith. There's just so many good support spells that clerics can get. And I know that bards can already learn Cure Wounds, but now she can just pick another bard spell. Like, Heroism, or Sleep, or Unseen Servant. You get it, there are a lot of spells to choose from. Anyway, moving on, right? So that's what she gets from Divine Soul. Or actually, she gets one thing else. So Divine Magic, she can learn cleric spells, and she is a good affinity, so she just knows Cure Wounds. But she also has the ability Favored by the Gods. So once per short or long rest, if Cher is to fail a saving throw or miss with an attack roll, she can add 2d4 to the outcome. So that is so cool. If she fails like a constitution saving throw, she can just add 2d4, potentially turning that fail into a success. Pretty awesome, if I do say so myself, which I do. Next is, for fifth level, I think we're going to go second in Sorcerer. So second level Sorcerer, she gets Font of Magic. So now she has sorcery points. There's a deep wellspring of magic within herself, represented by these sorcery points. And she has one per sorcerer level. She's a second level sorcerer, she has two sorcery points. She can use her sorcery points to gain additional spell slots, or sacrifice spell slots to gain additional sorcery points. She's going to gain more uses for sorcery points as a third level sorcerer, sixth level overall, where she gets access to metamagic. So she can now twist magic to suit her needs. She can learn two metamagic options of her choice. I'm thinking we go with Twinned Spell, because Twinned Spell is just so good. When she casts a spell that doesn't have a range of self and is incapable of targeting more than one creature at the spell's current level, she can just spend a number of sorcery points equal to the spell's level and target a second creature in range with the same spell. That's so cool. So if she wanted to cast like a first level charm person, she can use Twin Spell and just be able to charm two people. I'm also thinking let's do Heightened Spell, because I love that one, and I can imagine Cher just like sheer force of will, using her magic to like overpower someone's will. Honestly, how dare they disobey the goddess of pop? You know what I mean? So when Cher casts a spell that forces a creature to make a saving throw to resist its effects, she can spend 3 sorcery points to give one target disadvantage on its first saving throw made against the spell. So how cool is that? Now if she is trying to charm someone, she can give them disadvantage. That's pretty cool. Okay, now let's go for 7th level, 4th in Sorcerer. 4th in Sorcerer, she gets an ability score improvement. So she can increase one ability score of her choice by 2, or 2 ability scores of her choice by 1, or she can take a feat. I think we're going to bump that charisma from a 16 to an 18. So that is now a +4 modifier. So now the spell save DC and spell attack bonus for her bard and sorcerer spells increase, and also she gets another use of bardic inspiration. 8th level, we are going to go 5th in Sorcerer, where she's going to gain access to 3rd level Sorcerer spells. There's so many cool ones here. I love Counterspell. That's gotta be one of my favorite spells. It's just so good. It's so fun. 9th level, let's do 6th in Sorcerer, which I think is going to be our final level in Sorcerer. We'll see how I'm feeling. But she gains a Sorceress Origin feature from the Divine Soul subclass called Empowered Healing. So now whenever Cher or an ally within 5 feet of her rolls dice to determine the number of hit points a spell restores, she can just spend 1 sorcery point to re-roll any number of those dice once, provided she's not incapacitated. She can only use this feature once per turn. But that's so cool, because it's not an action or a bonus action, it's just whenever her or an ally within 5 feet of her is rolling dice to heal. So if she herself uses like a 3rd level Cure Wounds, which will heal 3d8 +4 hit points, say she rolls a 1, a 2, and a 2, she can spend 1 sorcery point to just re-roll all of those. You know, potentially instead of healing 9 hit points, she can heal higher than that. So there. It is a fairly cool ability and really awesome support ability. And I think that's what Cher is all about. All about support, all about uplifting others. And I think we are doing a pretty good job of describing that. So now let's hop back over to Bard for 10th level. She's going to gain another ability score improvement as a 4th level Bard. Let's max out Charisma. So now she has 20 Charisma. That is a +5 modifier. She is so charismatic. I mean, of course she is. She's Cher. You know? 11th level, that is 5th level in Bard. Her Bardic Inspiration die changes from a D6 to a D8. So now it is even more useful. And now that her charisma is maxed out, she has 5 uses of it. Speaking of Bardic Inspiration, she gets Font of Inspiration. I don't know what that voice was, but I'm kind of into it, see? Anyway, with Font of Inspiration, now she's going to regain all Bardic Inspiration uses when she finishes a short or long rest. So as opposed to having to take a full, like, 8-hour night's sleep, she can just spend an hour chilling and regain all uses of Bardic Inspiration. Very cool. 12th level, 6th in Bard, she gets Counter Charm. So now as an action, she can just start a performance on her harmonica or recorder that lasts until the end of her next turn. And during that time, Cher and any friendly creatures within 30 feet of her will have advantage on saving throws against being frightened or charmed. That's great, because being frightened sucks and being charmed especially sucks. Well, now Cher's got a defense against it. Very helpful. She also gains another Bard College feature from the College of Glamour called Mantle of Majesty. So now as a bonus action, she can cast Command without expending a spell slot, and she's also going to take on an appearance of unearthly beauty for 1 minute, or until her concentration ends. During this time, she can cast Command as a bonus action on each of her turns without expending a spell slot. Any creature charmed by her will automatically fail their saving throw against the command she cast with this feature. And she can use this once per long rest. But how cool is that? So she can use Charm Person, she can twin spell it to potentially charm 2 people, and then just command them as a bonus action. And command, they're only 1-word commands that she can issue, but still, how cool is that? Cher can just have her loyal fans attack the enemy for her. Or more likely, she can charm people who are being aggressive and just, like, force them to have a conversation. 7th level in Bard, she is going to gain access to 4th level Bard spells. Her magic is popping off. 8th level Bard, 14th overall. That is another ability score improvement. Let's see, she's going to get one more ability score improvement after this. But I say let's go with a feat, because I love feats. I'm a big feat slut, and I just got to do it. So I am going to give her... Ooh, what's a good feat for her? What makes sense? Ooh, she's a gay icon. She speaks out for a lot of people. So how about Inspiring Leader? So Cher can spend 10 minutes inspiring her companions, shoring up their resolves to fight the good fight. When she does so, she can choose up to 6 friendly creatures, which can include herself, within 30 feet of her who can see or hear her and who can understand her. And each creature will gain temporary hit points equal to her level plus her charisma modifier. A creature can't gain temporary hit points from this feat again until it has finished a short or long rest. So she can just spend 10 minutes inspiring 6 friendly allies and automatically give them 19 temporary hit points. That's so good! That's such an awesome ability for Cher to have, and as she is very inspiring to many, many people, it just makes a lot of sense. 15th level, we're going 9th level in Bard. Her Song of Rest is going to improve, so now instead of an additional 1d6 of hit points gained, they can heal 1d8 hit points. So it's not a big improvement, but it's a bit of an improvement, and I love free healing, you know, healing where you don't have to use a spell slot or a use of an ability. She can just use it whenever she takes a short rest. 10th level Bard, 16th overall, her Bardic Inspiration die is going to change from a D8 to a D10, further increasing its usefulness. And she's also going to get expertise a second time. Oh, I love expertise. Okay, so she already has it in performance and persuasion, which are the 2 skills that I think make sense for her to have. So I guess it doesn't matter. Let's do Arcana because she's magic as hell. So right now she is 16th level, so her proficiency bonus is +5. She has minus one to intelligence, so even though it's doubled to plus 10, she's still only going to have plus 9 to Arcana. Still very, very good. And let's also do medicine. She has plus 0 to wisdom, so medicine will just be plus 10. Still very, very good. So much expertise. I love it so much. Oh my god, also has a 10th level bard. I feel like I do this every time I get to this level in Bard. I forget how much they get at 10th level. Bardic Inspiration improves, they get expertise, and they get magical secrets. So what magical secrets is, she can just choose two spells from any class to learn, as long as it's of a level that she can cast as shown on the Bard table. So she can choose a warlock spell, she can choose a druid spell, she can choose a wizard spell. You get it, she can just choose spells from other classes. And usually when I have a bard get magical secrets, I recommend cleric spells, like Guidance or Shield of Faith, but she can already learn cleric spells. She's already probably got a bunch of them. So she can learn like some cool warlock things, like summoning a demon or some shit. I don't know what Cher's into. Anyway, 11th level bard, that is 17th overall. She is going to get access to 6th level spells. Very powerful magic, very potent at this point. Let's go 12th level in bard, 18th overall, and ability score improvement. Her final one, let's go ahead and give her another feat. So we gave her Inspiring Leader, but what else makes sense for Cher to be able to do? There is a performer feat, but I think we've given her enough performative abilities. I think the College of Glamour subclass did that very well. So let's look for something else. How about maybe actor? Because we've given her a lot of things for performance, but it's more like a musical. No. Oh, this is tough. Okay. Let me think for a moment. I'm trying to cross off things that don't make sense, like brawny or burglar or crusher. Maybe diplomat. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with diplomat, because I think this kind of fits in with the College of Glamour. So with this, her charisma score is going to increase by 1 to a maximum of 20. Well, it already is boosted by 20, but if you know me, I'm pretty lenient when it comes to things like this. So I'm just going to let her put the plus 1 in something else. So let's bump up that strength from a 9 to a 10, which is a plus 1 modifier. So now she does not have a negative to intelligence. Much more apropos. And the reason I do that is because it's the same amount of ability scores that she would have had if she had planned ahead. But I allow this because I don't plan ahead. Everything you're hearing is just stuff I figure out as I go. God, could you imagine if I planned this podcast? I wonder if it would be better or worse. Probably better, but I'm still not going to do it. Anyway, her charisma increased by 1. She's also going to gain proficiency in the persuasion skill, and if she's already proficient in it, she's going to gain expertise in it. Well, just like with that ability score, she already has expertise in persuasion, so I'm instead going to give her expertise in her final skill, acrobatics. Because again, it's the same number of skills she has expertise in. So I don't think that breaks anything or think that changes anything, because if someone was better at planning than I was, this is probably how they would have done it anyway. So I'm fudging with things a little bit, but I don't think it actually hurts anything. Boom, expertise in persuasion, which retroactively gave her expertise in acrobatics. And also, if Cher spends 1 minute talking to someone who can understand what she's saying, she can make a persuasion check contested by the creature's insight. If Cher or Cher's companions are fighting the creature, the check is going to automatically fail. But if Cher's check succeeds, the target is charmed by her as long as it remains within 60 feet of her and for 1 minute thereafter. So that's so perfect! Cher has so many ways to charm people. Now she doesn't have to use a spell slot. She doesn't have to use an ability that she can only use like once per short or long rest. She can just make a persuasion check. And at this point, proficiency bonus is plus 6, so doubled because of expertise is plus 12, and she has plus 5 to charisma. She has plus 17 to persuasion. How can a target beat her? She's just going to be able to charm whomever. And if she does charm them, she can use the College of Glamour ability called Mantle of Majesty and just cast command on them without them being able to resist because they're charmed. They love it. They'll do whatever she wants. Not because they have to, but because they want to. And also kind of have to. I don't know. A lot of charm abilities in D&D are, they kind of skeeve me out because it's like, it's very non-consensual, but I don't think Cher would do anything untoward with her incredible charming capabilities. Okay, Diplomat, nailed it. Now let us go to 19th level, which is a 13th level bard. So powerful. Her Song of Rest is going to improve again from a D8 to a D10. 14th level in Bard, 20th overall, the final level. She's going to gain Magical Secrets again, so she can choose two additional spells from any class to learn. And a spell she chooses has to be of a level she can cast, as shown on the Bard table or a cantrip. So as a 14th level bard, she can cast up to 7th level spells. She can just choose two spells to learn of 7th level or lower. And that's it. She can just learn really powerful magic that she has no right learning, and I love that. Also at 14th level, she is going to gain her final bard college feature from the College of Glamour called Unbreakable Majesty. So now, her appearance permanently gains an otherworldly aspect that makes her look more lovely and fierce. And if you see Cher, she does look lovely and fierce. She already has this unbreakable majesty. So now, as a bonus action, she can assume a magically majestic presence for 1 minute or until she's incapacitated. But for the duration, whenever any creature tries to attack her for the first time on a turn, they have to make a charisma saving throw against her spell save DC. At the moment, she has +5 charisma, +6 proficiency bonus, and spell save DC is 8, plus charisma, plus proficiency bonus, so the spell save DC is 19. So it's a DC 19 charisma saving throw, and on a failed save, the creature just can't attack Cher on this turn, and it has to choose a new target for its attack, or the attack is wasted. On a successful save, it can attack her on this turn, but it's going to have disadvantage on any saving throw it makes against her spells on her next turn. When she assumes the Unbreakable Majesty, she can't do so again until she finishes a short or long rest. That is so fun. That's so fun. She can just be so majestic and gorgeous that people have a hard time just feeling aggression towards her. And even if they do succeed on being like really aggro, they're gonna pay for it by having disadvantage on their saving throws. So they can go attack her and succeed on their attack, but then she's just gonna be able to charm them. She's just gonna be able to charm them like that. I snapped. I don't know how that's going to translate to podcast form. Should I do it clean? Here you go. I'm a great snapper. Want another? Here you go. Yeah. Yeah. Freaking West Side Story in here, you know? That one wasn't as good. My hands are a little sweaty. I'm nervous, all right? Anyway, that's Cher, 20th level. Oh, she's so cool. Okay. Cher, the goddess of pop, background entertainer, race, Glacia Tiefling. She is a level 14 College of Glamour bard and a level 6 divine soul sorcerer. And again, I love that kind of like juxtaposition between tiefling and divine soul. That's fun for me, and I don't know why. It's not actually that interesting. So many people have done that before, but still. Anyway, ending stats, she has 9 strength, 14 dexterity, 10 constitution, 10 intelligence, 10 wisdom, and 20 charisma. So, wow, she has a negative 1, a +2, 3 plus zeros, and a +5. Wow, okay. But, you know, for spellcasters, you really only need one good stat, right? Right? For skills, she has proficiency in 5 skills and also expertise in all 5 of those skills. So she has plus 14 to acrobatics, plus 12 to arcana, plus 12 to medicine, plus 17 to performance, and plus 17 to persuasion. So Cher can convince you to let her perform magical surgery on a tightrope during a performance. That's just an example that used all five of those proficiencies. But yeah, she's really good at those five things. And also, because of Jack of All Trades, her proficiency bonus is plus 6, halved and rounded down is plus 3. So even the things she's not proficient in, she's pretty good at. Like deception, she is plus 8 to deception, and she's not even proficient in it. That's so cool. Saving throws, she has plus 8 to dexterity saving throws, and plus 11 to charisma saving throws. Languages, she has common and infernal. For tool proficiencies, she's proficient in the disguise kit, and also Cher, clarinet, harmonica, electric guitar, recorder. So stupid. Oh my god, I'm a genius. And for feats, she has inspiring leader to give her allies now an additional 25 temporary hit points, and the diplomat feat, where she can charm people just using her words, no magic involved. So my idea for Cher, she's wearing like this incredible golden gown with like an awesome golden headdress, because I'm pretty sure she's definitely worn things like that before. And some freaking rando comes up to her on the street. I can't imagine Cher just on the street. I'm pretty sure she just like floats wherever she goes. But anyway, someone comes up to her and he goes, "Hey, your music's not that good." And she just looks at him as her beautiful majesty and radiance just withers away his soul. And she just takes control of his mind. And he's completely enthralled. She's just playing her electric guitar down the street, just charming everyone who comes into contact with her, just twinned spelling charm person, using her enthralling performance, her unbreakable majesty. Just, she's got so many skills that let her charm a bunch of people. That's so fun, Cher. And at the end, while they're all charmed, she can just use a command to just be like, "Hey, be nice to people." She can just solve all of the world's problems using nothing but her own persuasive nature, and also very, very powerful magic. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Fantasize Me. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at FantasizeMePod. Email in character suggestions to FantasizeMePod@gmail.com. This was an email suggestion. I was probably going to do Cher at some point, but I did her a lot earlier than I anticipated, thanks to that suggestion, so please email in. Again, that is fantasizemepod@gmail.com. Over on my Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/fantasizeme, I am trying to do a fundraiser for Ukraine, where proceeds will go to the Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund. You can get commissions there. I can build you NPCs, I can build you monsters, I can build you PCs, whatever you want. Go check that out over on ko-fi.com/fantasizeme/commissions. And I've teamed up with a brilliant artist at DMS Creations on Twitter, who will create art of whatever I make you. So check that out. It is for a good cause. Be sure to like and subscribe and rate 5 stars and follow and tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your friends' enemies. Thank you so much for listening, and we will do this again next week. Bye!